Good evening. Today we'll be learning Be'ez HaShem amongst other halachas. Also, we'll be learning the halachas of shoelaces as well as to whether one is allowed to insert shoelaces into shoes if they're fallen out. We'll be discussing also the halachas of we'll be also talking about the halachas if the interesting Mishnah Berurah that discusses what if by mistake you made a knot, which is a very double knot and a triple knot, and by mistake that kind of shoe got completely tied up. So what is one man to do with that? With that kind of knot on Shabbos, is then he had to undo it? And we'll be also talking about Be'ez Hashem. Maybe we'll be talking about the halacha of a little bit slightly unrelated, but yet Mishnah Berurah is over here about yogurts, if you're allowed to crack it open, you know, when there's two of them together, if you're allowed to crack it open, if that is mutter also on Shabbos. So these are the halachas that will be covered tonight, amongst many other. Save Beis in Simon Shin Yud Zayin, we're at the bottom few words, and we are up to page 262. So again, 262, the last few words. Nishmatu, Loi, Retzuois, Minel. If the straps of the shoe has come off, Retzuois is straps. And if they've come off, mineral of the shoe, the sandal, or of the other types of shoe, hoy, or shenishmat roi v'aregel, the majority of the part of what covers normally the foot, that has come off. Remember, the shoes then were not made and tailor made and tailor cut the way they are made nowadays, but rather they were made of many pieces and they were strapped together with some sort of straps. And that's the way it was. So the strap or the rope is very important because that merges all the pieces together. And if they've come off, you are allowed to put them back together, all the pieces together, uvelvat, provide dirt, shloi yikshoir, that you do not tie it very firmly together. So you're allowed to put them back together, but to tie it is also, and the reason being, why is it also? To tie it. Exactly, it's going to be permanent. It's going to be because the pieces, it's like a puzzle, and you're putting them together and strapping them together. And that is also. It's not like the equivalent of the shoelace, that part. That is putting the parts of the shoe together. And that is going to be also, that's like a strap that makes the shoe. And that you're not allowed to tighten together on Shabbos. V'daf k'shiyoch alach zir b'loy t'irach. Havanin tzorech t'achla zir osu t'chashin on Shema yikshana. The halacha here that can be discussed over here is about the shoelace. Is it mutter also to insert back a shoelace that's come off on Shabbos? Because we're learning now, again, the words of Shulchan Aruch is that nishmatu l'ratzuos minal, that part of the straps has come off. We're now learning, don't put it back together because it's permanent. Does that mean that you're also not allowed to put a shoelace back into the shoe if it's come off on Shabbos, or is it not what it means? It will be permanent. So it's comparable, and hence, also. Pardon? You're not tying it. There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. So what it seems to be over here, Sefkot Nutches in Mishnah Berurah tells us that, maybe I should start, maybe I should start from Sifkot and Tezayin. Nishmutu, that's the last line of page 262. Nishmutu, aval bin al chodosh, if it's a new shoe, also litten aratzuiz b'Shabbos. You may not put new straps onto the shoe on Shabbos. V'afilim anekev rochav, even if the holes are fairly large. Why is it also to put the straps back on? Tik mesaken mona. Because it is tikken mona. There is an issa that Mishnah Berurah is mechadosh over here, and that's again in Sefkot Nutches. You see that it says, "Aval ratzu chadosh le'ayisu sham etchila also to make a mesakim." Mishnah Berurah is mechadosh over here, and that's what Achronim say, that to insert, it's never mind the issa of kosher. This is separate issa, which is mechadosh over here, that putting ratzuos in its place, even if you're not tying it together, to place them, to put them on, even if you're not tying it, if you're not strapping it together, just putting it in the right place, the straps in the right place, is also because of tikkun mona. Tikkun mona again being the completion of creating a kli. He also, therefore, with the shoelace as well, the poskim agree to insert. Pardon?
Solid.
Yes, Bizman Hazeh. Can they? Even if it is, you're making a new clip by putting the shoelace into the holes, and you're putting a shoelace in, it's considered tikkun moneh. You are making a kli. It is also to put shoelaces into the shoe. However, since it's tikkun moneh, you're creating a new kli. Obviously, the loch is going to be. Exactly. This is only the case if it's the first time. Because now you're making a shoe without shoelace into a shoe with shoelace. It's a davar choshuv, tikkun moneh. You've now created a new kli, a new shoe. But if you had a shoelace before which was in there, and the shoelace come off, and now you want to put it back in, that will be mutter. Will be mutter. It's not tikkun moneh. It's not tikkun moneh. It's a common mistake. You are allowed to put the shoelace that came off on Shabbos to put it back in. That's mutter. What's the halach with regards to new shoelaces? Shoelace tore or got lost or whatever the case is, and you are replacing now the shoelace. Are you allowed to put new shoelace into the shoe? Why? It's not tikkun moneh. Yeah, I believe so. It's mutter to put even new shoelaces into the old shoe because you're not making a new kli. I would argue. I know what you, Taina. Would you say it's a new kli because of tikkun moneh is defined by mesakein completing this kli. In this particular case, maybe the shoe. It was not a wet shoe, and now it is a shoe.
Maybe the lace does complete
the new shoelaces.
Provided that the shoe can't be worn effectively without the lace.
But you had shoelaces there before, so it was a kli. It doesn't mean that it was not a kli. It wasn't. Will you say that it's not a shoe anymore? Interesting svara. Rabbi Yisaya, a very interesting svara in this chadash tonight. I hear it. The biyos is mechadash that since tachshiv, that's the complete opposite of Rabbi Feingold, because biyos holds that beitzim a shoe without shoelace is losing its shem shoe and it's not kli anymore. It cannot be worn properly without shoelaces. And Asher Al Kain. Therefore, Hevesla argues that could be that it's not a shem kli anymore. Now, therefore, by replacing and putting new shoelaces in it, an old shoe, what you're effectively doing is you're making a non-shoe back into a shoe. And therefore, according to Biyosel Shlita, this is also lalocha. I hear it. I said choshev
svara. You can't
wear the shoe without shoelaces. Yeah, so that would be, you'd agree with that. I hear that. Yeah, Mishnebura, it sounds like, it could be. That would be the lalocha. One could also obviously think about Shem Laman Shaila. What happens if it's old shoelaces into a new shoe? What's the halacha then? You love those shoelaces, they're really fancy. And you're putting them back into old shoes. Still be a big problem. Why? And now you can, yeah. According to this, it will be also, yeah. Lemaisa, the poskim do answer that. Interesting, yeah. Okay, so now this is with regards to tikkun moneh, and therefore one should be very careful not to put. One should certainly not put new shoelaces. Now I wasn't sure about saying. Now I don't know what you think. I had the shayla loch lemaisa once. You buy a new shoe. What happens normally when you buy a new shoe? With regards to shoelaces. What happens? Yeah, they're not fully fair. So often they are like. Don't know why they do it like that. I'm not referring to the knot, okay? So leave out the knot, Shaila. Okay, let's say it's a bow, you can just open it up. But they are not done fully. Or they are done in a slightly, not the regular way. And now you want to complete that. And so you only realize on Shabbos you want to put those shoes on. Is that mutter also? You can still wear it in the bizarre way. Yeah. You say that it's also?
Isn't it like makkah v'pakkish? You're finishing the object to make it suitable to wear.
Yeah.
If it hasn't been worn at all, if that's what you're going to do,
you still can't wear a shoe without tying your shoelaces, doesn't it? It's not what its purpose is to make a shoe. So, you know, you're not really making
it. My gut feeling was also that it's also. My gut feeling was also that it's also. Yeah.
Even though they're shredded a bit differently, you can't
No, we're probably talking about the same thing. You can wear it. You can wear it. She's saying that it is. It's already clear. It's already made into a shoe. Yeah. So it is a shoe. It's just not its own. So, no, I'm still we're talking about the same thing. So okay, fine. Sorry, Chiyon. La halacha. Okay. Yeah. The same will apply also by belts. That's really what the Gemara, really, what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you are the halacha of a belt, to put a belt into regular trousers, obviously the halacha is that it is mutter. That's right. What happens though? That's interesting. What happens if you've got a belt which belongs to a particular garment and it remains there permanently? Think about certain coats or ladies' garments often have belts which are permanently to be inserted there. Sometimes children's clothes also have that. They are there. Yes, did they speak about it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so like one of the other. It's just so the belts which are there permanently. Would you say that it is also umulta based on what we're learning now? Why? You can't wear without it. And the Maaseh, the Poskim say that it is considered tikkun mona, and it is also to do that. So if you've got a coat, you're going to put in the belt, and it's going to remain down Shabbos. You may not. You say, what are you doing? It's not nothing to it. It's not a kshira. It's not. The answer is yes. It is tikkun mona. You're now completing this garment that was there previously without a belt, and therefore not complete. And now by inserting the belt, which is going to remain there permanently, you're doing a makeh b'patish, and it's going to be awesome. Interesting, I saw the poskim talking about the braces, which in Yiddish are called tzermich noiflim. And the shayla is about if you're allowed to put them on Shabbos or not.
You're allowed to attach them.
So I saw the poskim. I mean, I saw the poskim going into the shayla that it's not permanent. I don't know exactly how often one would take them on and off, but they said it's something which is not permanent, and therefore, I saw earlier, and the poskim said that it's mutter. I don't know though, because it sounds
less permanent than a double knot. Right. It's more like to come undone than a double.
Right. So that's what it sounds like, and therefore the
especially
so
with older pair, they tend to come undone.
They tend to go right. So therefore, it will be a bit mutter.
They're
tight. Right. Okay, so the Maaseh saw the poskim matir. Sif Gimel Rabbeisai. Moving on to Matirin Beis Hatzava. This is the following scenario that when you'd give a tzava mekesh kosher koyves, you'd give in your cloak or your garment to a washer to wash it. So after completing it, perhaps to show that it's clean, perhaps the equivalent of a label, they would tie the neck piece, the neck hole, they would make a knot there from both sides and they would knot it together. And therefore, the neck piece would be closed. He'll make a knot there and that would probably be, I think it's Mistoma, a simon that it's washed and that it's clean, or perhaps they did it for reason of holding it. I'm not quite sure why they did it, but a washed item would have the neck piece close off. So now, are you allowed or not allowed to open up this knot in the Beis Hatzavor? Shulchan Aruch says, Matirin, you are allowed to open up Beis Hatzavor, this neck piece, Mikesher, from this knot, Shekoshoy, that was tied, Koyves, the washing person, he tied, you're allowed to open it up. Why is that? Sheyeinoy Kasher Shel Kayoma. Because it is not a permanent, rather it is a temporary knot. And that's very interesting, Rabbi Yisai, because I would argue, without having seen those knots, I would argue that the knot like this, probably, if you don't touch it, how long is it going to last? It's going to last more than 24 hours. Undoubtedly. Is it going to last more than 7 days? Most probably. Is it therefore called a kesher? Is it naturally a kesher shel kayama or kesher shel shel kayama? Physically speaking, it's a kesher shel kayama, absolutely. Because it will last. It will last. If you don't touch it, it's going to last. Yet, Shulchan Aruch calls it a Kesher She'eina Shel Kayoma. Why is it Kesher She'eina Shel Kayoma? Absolutely. When a drag king give it back to you, he knows you wash it for a reason, because you want to use that piece of cloth. You're going to open it up very shortly. So when he ties it, when he makes that knot, he has in mind your intention, which you intend to use it shortly. And because of your intention, the koyves, the washer's knot, is considered a kesher she'eino shel kayoma. Rabbi said this is a massive chiddush. Why is this a chiddush? It's a chiddush for two reasons. The basic reason is, and that's the thing we've discussed already, that kesher shel kayoma and kesher shel kayoma is not defined by the physical existence. Not physical, not mechanical, what's the word for it? The technical, yeah, the technical, how long it's going to last. We're not talking about that. It's not just that. It's about the intention of a person. And that's therefore very different than koisev, moichek, boine, soisa. It's the fact that your intention is to untie it that makes it kesher she'eino shel kayoma. That's very, very important, because it is very different than other marochas. Here, it is considered, this knot of the kohen is considered a kesher she'eino shel kayoma purely because of his intention. If you don't touch it, it's jolly well going to be a kesher she'eino shel kayoma. Kesher she'eino shel kayoma. Chiddush number one, which is basic, that we've discussed. Chiddush number two is about whose intention is kaveh over here. It's very interesting. There's an element of a chiddush over here. What's the chiddush? Yeah, that really it's the koyves who is taking into consideration the client's intention. That's interesting. That it's not his needs and his intention. It's taking into consideration that the one who's the owner of the garment, he's going to use it shortly, and therefore the koyves already, for him, it's considered kesher she'eino shel kayoma. That's a chiddush. So again, matirin beis atzavos seif gimel mekesher shkosher koyves, she'eino kesher shel kayoma, it's not considered a kesher shel kayoma, rather it's temporary. Havarein pois chinoise mechodosh, but you may not open it from new. If it's a brand new piece of cloth, then it would be also, because of what? Why brand new clothes, you're not allowed to open it up? If it's brand new, then you wouldn't be allowed to. Never used, been used before. Guess why? Because it's a kimono, that's right. The mesakimono hu. V'afilu kva niftach. Yeah, continues the Ramo. V'afilu kva niftach. And even if it was opened up already, this brand new, it was opened up already. Reak shechaza uman v'koshoi. But even if it was already open up, but the woman, the person working, the tailor, who's working on this piece of cloth, he closed it again, the kosher, and he tied, he made the knot there, or tofo, he stitched it together, so he's saying that if a woman will close it off before it was used the first time, so you buy a new coat, a new jumper, a new cardigan, the woman, the tailor, the tailor, before he actually sells it, he will make a knot. It's never been used before. He's going to make a knot there before he actually sells it to you. Now, by opening this up, it's tikkun mana. Even if it was open before, and he's closing it up, before it was never used before, and now there's a knot there, and you're going to open the knot before it's used the first time, this is called tikkun mana. Opening up this knot is tikkun mana. ולכן also לנתק אוי לחתך זוג של מינולים התפורים יחד, כדרך שאום נינויסין, similarly, also לנתק אוי לחתך, you know, to detach, אוי לחתך וקט זוג, a pair של מינולים of shoes, התפורים יחד, which are stitched together, like tightened together, כדרך, the way שאום נינויסין, that the shoemakers make, half of God, that fear initial kayoma, he may be stitched in a non-permanent way, he may be tied and in a non-permanent knot, but the intention makes it into eino shel kayoma. But nevertheless, it's tikkun mana by opening it up. Then chiluk betfira ben shel kayoma le shel kayoma, because when it comes to stitching and when it comes to tikkun mana, it doesn't make a difference. By opening it up the first time, there is an issa. Some are matir. And some say that if it is a clearly non-permanent knot, then even if it's the first time, it's mutter. But the Gemara says one should not allow this. One should not allow to do this. One should not undo this in front of our Ma'aretz because it is confusing. I want to point out over here the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah addresses the following shaila. What happens if you made, if a knot happened not intentionally? As mentioned earlier, a knot happened not intentionally, and now it says a double knot. Is there any heter to perhaps undo such a knot on Shabbos? Yes, we discussed tzar, maybe it's great agony. Obviously, pikuach nefesh, yeah. But never mind all those heterim. If you've got a double knot which end up on your shoe and you want to take off your shoes, is there any heter perhaps or not? Double knot which you didn't intend to make, any heter or not? Yeah. Why? Okay, what if it is an hour before Motzei Shabbos? An hour before Shabbos, you lost with the shoes on. You'll be all right. Oh, 2 hours before Motzei, you'll survive.
Maybe that's something different. You can't expect to be wet 24 hours.
You definitely not. So I'm not even talking about that kind of case. I'm talking even more lenient scenario. We have a Mishnah Berurah over here, which is matir this very shaila, for very interesting reason. Let me read the Mishnah Berurah. The end of Seif Cotton Chav. Dalit. Mikonokim im darkolas aniva. Beloy kavon anikshai. If a person does an aniva, which is a bow, and without intention he got tied and knotted up. Dinoy kekesher shosui lehate bechol yom. Ah, says the Mishnah Berurah. A knot which was created, what's the word? Not haphazardly. You got created. Pardon? By mistake. You got created by mistake, which you didn't intend to make. You're allowed to undo it. And Mishnah Berurah's svara is, I believe in the name of the Chai Odom, because this is a knot which was made. It's as if it's a knot which is made she'en shel kayoma. It's as if it's a knot which was made with the intention of undoing it immediately, because there was no intention there. And the equivalent of the no intention is as if you had intention to take it off, because you never had intention of making a knot which is shel kayoma. So it's as if it's a kasher she'en shel kayoma. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah allows to undo such a knot. It's a big chiddush. It's a chiddush l'alocha, and it's a chiddush misvora as well. But the Mishnah Berurah says, again, a knot which was made by mistake and not by intention, you are allowed to undo it because it is the equivalent of a knot which was made on a temporary basis. And therefore it is mutter to undo.
If you meant to make the knot, but you forgot the
still, purpose. Yeah. That would be maybe different then, yeah. That I don't know. That I don't know. Yeah, he's more talking about a scenario that you intend to make a bow and then suddenly got all muddled up. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the halachas we cover tonight, Besiat Nishmaya. We talk about the straps that come off. You're allowed to put it back on unless it's brand new and the shoelaces are the same halacha. In Zev Gimel, we spoke about the Besiat Tzavah, the neck piece of the washing people, that it's mutter because it's Enoshel Kiyoma to undo it. If it's brand new, it's taken on and it's also. We also discussed the halacha of to undo a permanent knot, which was not meant to be a permanent knot. And Blineda, tomorrow I want to still speak about the yogurts. Yeah, Blineda. Good, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed.